From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. A fourth round of debt talks resume this hour at the White House, with the administration saying it's confident one way or another lawmakers will vote to raise the nation's debt ceiling before an August 2nd deadline. But as NPR's Scott Horsley reports, President Obama is holding out for more.
The Obama administration welcomed the so-called backup plan from Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell to raise the debt limit, calling it an acknowledgment that the government's bills must be paid. But White House spokesman Jay Carney says President Obama still wants to strike a compromise with Republicans to reduce the federal deficit.
We remain confident that we will get an agreement that reduces spending, that cuts the deficit. What is at issue here is how significant an agreement. And he is absolutely confident that it is the right position to take to push this process forward to get the biggest possible deal.
Mr. Obama says that deal should also include increased tax revenue, which Republicans call a non-starter. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
The heart of India's financial capital, Mumbai, is reeling from a series of bombings today. Casualty figures have gone up, at least 20 dead and more than 100 people wounded. India's Home Minister is warning people against reprisal attacks.
The entire city of Mumbai has been put on high alert. I would appeal to the people of Mumbai and people all over the country to remain calm and maintain peace.
The U.S. offered to help India find those responsible. President Obama's re-election campaign says it raised more than $86 million over the spring. NPR's Peter Overby says that amount is more than double the total raised so far by all the Republican presidential hopefuls.
The Obama campaign puts the emphasis on its small donors. Here's campaign manager Jim Messina in a video emailed to supporters early this morning.
552,462 people made a donation to this campaign in the first 3 months. More grassroots support at this point in the process than any campaign in political history.
He said the average contribution was $69. On the other hand, about 45% of the money was raised at big events for the Democratic National Committee. The DNC's contribution limit is more than seven times higher than the $5,000 maximum at the Obama Campaign Committee. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
Is Alex Morgan? Can she finish this one? Oh, it's a splendid goal! Alex Morgan!
As heard on ESPN, that last goal by U.S. women's soccer player Alex Morgan solidified the U.S.'s 3-1 defeat of France and won them a ticket to the World Cup finals. The first two goals came from Lauren Cheney and Abby Wambach. The U.S. women will head to the finals on Sunday and face either Sweden or Japan. That game is underway. Before the close on Wall Street, the Dow was up 45 points at 12,492. You're listening to NPR News. The trial of baseball pitching star Roger Clemens opened today with the prosecutor telling the jury that the government would prove with physical evidence that Clemens was injected with steroids and human growth hormone. But as NPR's Nina Totenberg reports, Clemens' lawyer said a trainer had manufactured the evidence.
Clemens is charged with lying to Congress when he denied under oath that he used steroids and human growth hormone. Prosecutor Stephen Durham said that Clemens' trainer, Brian McNamee, had produced needles and cotton balls that contained Clemens' DNA as well as steroids and HGH. The prosecutor said McNamee would testify that he repeatedly injected Clemens with the illegal substances. But Clemens' lawyer, Rusty Hardin, suggested that McNamee had manufactured the evidence in order to escape prosecution himself. In this case, said Clemens' lawyer, all roads lead to Brian McNamee, and to put it delicately, he is a liar. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
Tycoon Rupert Murdoch won't be taking over BSkyB anytime soon. He withdraw his bid today as his newspapers come under fire for alleged phone hacking, exposing controversial relationships between British politicians, members of the media, and police. Prime Minister David Cameron has appointed a senior judge to lead an investigation into the scandal, which also includes allegations of police bribery. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 45 points at 12,492 before the close. NASDAQ had gained 9 points. It's at 2797. S&P 500 up 4 at 1318. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.